Fellas, one thing that you don't want in your household is a female that doesn't trust you. Only thing that's worse than a female that doesn't trust you is a female that doesn't trust you that has no proof for why she doesn't trust you. That bitch is crazy. Let me tell you why. She's crazy because she has so many thoughts in her head about what you might be doing. And it pisses her off and she can't figure it out. That's why she sits in the house all day trying to put pieces to a puzzle together that doesn't exist. Oh, he done fucked up. Oh, this nigga fucked up. What the fuck is this right here? Oh, I got his ass now.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tunji's Podcast. I'm your host, Tunji Taylor Lewis. As I start this, let me just say that this podcast is just pure, like, just raw emotion. I haven't necessarily thought this through. This is just something that I'm just, like, feeling right now. I don't know if I actually, like, you know, actually think it or believe it, but I just gotta vent to y'all a little bit because, like, you know, y'all are my people and, you know, like, you know, I'm just sort of dealing with a frustrating situation right now. So, yeah, man, like, here it goes. Man, I just feel like I can't trust nobody. Like, I feel like I can't trust nobody, you know, in this industry that I'm in. I can't trust people to put 100% in a job I'm asking them to do, like in the case of a collaboration. I can't trust people to tell me the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth. I can't trust that people aren't trying to take advantage of me in a situation. I can't, I can't trust that, you know, like, yeah, there's, like, for a bunch of reasons, and I'm not just saying that just because, you know, like, you know, I'm, like, a non-trusting person. Like, I'm a person who likes to collaborate and likes to work with people. It's just that I've been burned so many times, including in a current situation that I'm in, it gets, like, just really exhausting for people, you know, for, man, like I will go into detail specifically about what I'm talking about right now, currently the second at a later date. I just gotta wait for some things to cool down and finish up, and then I'm gonna go in. I've thought about the title of that podcast and what that podcast is gonna look and sound like and how long I'm gonna do it for, so, like, you know, stay tuned for that. That's probably gonna be in January sometime. But anyways, right now I'm currently, you know, trying to, you know, develop a project, you know, trying to get it off the ground, trying to get it to a place where it's presentable and good and proper and well done and has great quality. And in order to do that, my first instinct is to always go for collaboration, always, like, try to bring people in, creative collaborators, maybe even pitch it to companies, stuff like that, see what they think, see if they're willing to, work with me on something. And just with all the situations that I've been in, I'm scared to, you know, send people emails. I'm scared to network. I'm scared to do all that stuff because, like, I just feel like I can't trust people. Like I said, I've been burned it so many times in trying to collaborate with people and trying to work with them that, I almost feel like I have to do everything myself. But the problem with doing everything yourself is that, number one, like, there's not as much creativity going into a project or going into something that you're developing as there could be, number one. And then number two, that's just me, like, putting a lot of stress on myself, you know what I mean? And I'm definitely someone who likes to share the load. Like, even with this podcast, for example, like, it was definitely something that I wanted to collaborate with people on, bring in, you know, the right amount of video and equipment and stuff like that. And just, like, later on, I realized that, okay, maybe people don't want to work on this thing, and maybe people don't, you know, understand this thing as well as I do. So let me just, you know, do it myself. Let me hop on Instagram Live every day. It's turned out to be a really, really amazing thing because I get to connect with people every day and talk with them one-on-one. So it is actually kind of a good thing that I'm ending up doing it myself. But, you know, the problem with that is, you know, doing the podcast and balancing that with work and balancing that with all the content I put out on TikTok and Instagram and trying to, you know, it weighs on me a little bit. So with this project that I can't tell you what the name is because, you know, I'm still, you know, like in the works of it. And like, I don't want to jinx it by, you know, putting it out there too early. But with this project that I'm trying to work on, right, I want to collaborate with people. I want to, you know, bring people in. I want to share this thing with people. I want it not to just to be a victory for me, but a victory for a bunch of people who have worked on it. And I'm just scared to go for it as far as bringing people in. You know, like I'm currently in a situation right now. Damn it. All right. So in a second, y'all are about to hear my air conditioning come in. So if you hear like annoying fan noises in the background, that's what that is. I apologize. Usually I turn it off before I start these. But as I said, I'm just kind of feeling like, you know, pretty emotionally distraught right now. Yeah, it's just it's this situation that I'm in. I think like today and yesterday is just all. It's all just coming to a head, and you know, I love what I do. I love entertainment. I love making people laugh. I love making people enjoy themselves. I love making people forget, you know, their situations and through entertainment. You know what I'm saying? And through entertainment, make them forget their own troubles and, you know, like make them happy and stuff like that. But you know, as far as like the, you know, the industry and like other creatives and working with other people, man, it just gets so tough and so frustrating sometimes. I wish I could turn this thing off. I get so annoyed whenever it comes on, but y'all, like, it's this journey like of entertainment is not easy. It has not been easy. It just kind of feels like, as I've said before, like nobody's in it to do the right thing or to do it for the right reason. It always just seems greedy. It always just seems like, you know, everybody wants to do things for short-term gain instead of doing things that are, you know, for like everybody's self, that's good for everybody's self-interest. Nobody's, you know, like, it just feels like nobody's striving for excellence or legacy. Everybody's just doing it for, you know, like, you know, to protect, you know, their money or to protect their investments. And like, even when you come into it with that mentality, you end up, you know, being, you know, really shitty to human beings. You know what I'm saying? What does it say? You look burnt out, bro. I am burnt out. You know, like working out 3 times a week, you know, certainly is making me a lot more tired. I don't want to miss my workout tomorrow, but I might have to, bro, because I just need to sleep. And definitely being tired doesn't help when you're feeling frustrated. And yeah, man, but I'm just like so like sick and tired of like people not being upfront with me about shit, you know, and then like me having to find out later that, you know, they were being disingenuous or they're being sneaky or whatever the case may be. Like, it's tiring, man. It is tiring. And you know, and the thing is too, it's just like a lot of times I feel penalized when I stand up for myself. That's the big thing, is like, you know, when I stand up for myself or try to empower myself, man, you know, that ends up leading to a loss of an opportunity or to a loss of a friendship or a loss of a relationship or a loss of a connection. Because, you know, like, people want to keep you down, you know what I'm saying? People want you to like stay here and not criticize them ever and not, you know, say anything to them. What does it say here? Stay true to yourself and the right people will find you. That, you know, I am trying. I'm trying to hold out. I'm trying to, like, attract the right people. I've heard that saying many, many times. And, like, I definitely believe it to be true. I've experienced that in my life. But it just hasn't happened career-wise. And it's just, it gets discouraging at times. Yeah, man. I'm definitely, you know, just dealing with a bunch of bullshit right now. As I said, I'll get into it more specifically later on once the situation dies down. But yeah, y'all, it's, you know, I'm pretty tired, as you know, as as Jara Chichen pointed out, I am a bit burnt out and yeah, this journey's not easy, but you know, I ain't gonna stop, gonna keep going at it. And you know, I'm very blessed to just like even have a platform like this where I can express it to people and like have support like this on Instagram Live. So yeah, I guess I'll just end this podcast off now. If y'all believe in prayer, please pray for me, you know, and just, you know, yeah, would really appreciate that. So, you know, until next time, peace out.